Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. What validates your relationship with the words of God? What do you hang your hat on that convinces you of your great respect for the words of truth? Many people count on their receptive attitude toward the preaching and teaching of God's Word. Indeed, listening to the preacher is the highlight of their Sunday morning. For some, it is that fascinating time of discussion in Sunday school. Maybe we should listen then as God speaks to the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel 33:30-32. Son of man, your people are talking about you by the walls and in the doorways of their homes. They are saying to each other, "Let's go and hear the word that has come from the Lord." Then they come to you as if they are still my people, and they sit down in front of you. They listen to what you say, but they don't do it. They say that they love me, but in their hearts they chase dishonest prophets. To them you are nothing more than a singer with a beautiful voice who sings love songs, or a musician who plays an instrument. They listen to your words, but they don't do them. As in Isaiah, God pulls back the curtain of religion and reveals their hearts. Can you hear them talking to each other at the market praising Ezekiel's wit and wisdom? "You don't want to miss church Sunday. I hear Pastor Ezekiel has a very powerful message from the Lord." And can you see them coming in the door, finding their places in the sanctuary, sitting down and expressing their love of God? Now look the picture over to see if you find yourself among the faces. That's what I'm asking you to do right now. Do you see yourself anywhere? Any pretending going on? Any wondering why you are not experiencing a strong confidence in God for eternity? If so, now is the time to remove yourself from that picture of religious unbelief and allow God to place you in His family portrait as you live His words and allow His words to live in you.